John John, or A Merry Play Between John John the Husband, Tib his Wife, and Sir John the Priest, written by John Haywood and adapted for audio by Robert Crichton. The play opens inside the home of John John, a man who is unsure of himself and even more unsure of the constancy of his wife, Tib, who should, in this early modern world, be at home making his supper. But she isn't. John John's made up a fire to heat a supper, and still she isn't home. Worse, for poor, confused John John, he suspects she might be unfaithful to him with, of all people, the local priest, one Sir John. Unsure how to proceed, he debates what he should do about his disobedient wife in traditional Tudor fashion.
Godspeed, your masters, everyone. Woke ye not whither my wife is gone? I pray God the devil take her. For all that I do, I cannot make her, but she will go a-gadding about, hither and thither. But by our lady, I woke not whither. But by God's blood, were she come home, and to this, my house, by our lady of Crome, I would beat her, or that I drink.
Beat her, quota?
Yea, that she shall stink. And at every stroke lay her on the ground, and train her by the hair about the house round. I'm even mad that I beat her not now. There is never a wife between heaven and hell which was ever beaten half so well.
Beaten? Quota?
Yea. But what, and she thereof die? Then I may chance to be hanged shortly. And when I have beaten her till she smoke, and given her many a hundred stroke, think ye that she will amend yet? Nay, by our lady, the devil speed wit. Therefore, I will not beat her at all.
And shall I not beat her?
No, shall, when she offendeth and doth amiss, and keepeth not a house as her duty is.
Shall I not beat her if she do so?
Yes, by cock's blood, that shall I do. I shall beat her and thwack her, I trow, that she shall beshit the house for very woe. But yet, I think what my neighbour will say then. He will say thus, whom chidest thou, John John? Marry, will I say. I chide my cursed wife, the veriest drab that ever bore life, which done nothing but go and come, and I cannot make her keep her at home. Then I think he will say by and by, John John, beat her hardly. But then unto him mine answer shall be, the more I beat her, the worse is she, and worse make her I shall. He will say then, beat her not at all. And why, shall I say, this would be wist, is she not mine own to chastise as I list? But this is another point, worst of all. The folks will mock me when they hear me brawl. But for all that, shall I let therefore to chastise my wife ever the more, and to make her at home to tarry? Is not that well done? Yes. By St. Mary, there is a point of an honest man for to beat his wife well now and then. But where the devil trow you she is gone? I hold a noble. She is with Sir John. I feel I'm beguiled alway, but yet in faith I hope well nay. But then my wife so oft doth thither resort that I fear she will make me wear a feather. But yet I need not for to fear nether, for he is a confessor, that is he. But abide a while, yet let me see. Now, if I forbid her that she go no more, yet will she go as she did before? Or else will she choose some other place, and then the matter in his ill case? Ah, but in faith, all these words be in waste. For I think the matter is done and past. And when she cometh home, she will begin to chide. But she shall have a payment stick by her side. For I shall order, for all her brawling, that she shall repent to go a caterwauling.
Why, whom wilt thou beat, I say, husband?
Who, I, Tib? None, so God me save.
Yes, I heard thee say thou wouldst one beat.
Marry, wife, it was a stockfish in Thames Street, which will be good meat against Lent. Why, Tib? What hadst thou thought I meant?
Oh, Mary, methought I heard thee bawling. Wilt thou never leave this walling? How the devil dost thou thyself behave? Shall we ever have this walk, thou knave?
What? Why, thou sayest thou, was it well guessed of me that thou should be come home in safety as soon as I had kindled a fire? Come warm thee, sweet Tib, I thee require.
Oh, John, John. I am afraid by this light that I shall be sore sick tonight.
By cocksoul, now I dare lay a swan that she come now straight from Sir John. For when she hath fetched of him her lick, then she comes home and saith she is sick.
What sayst thou?
Oh, marry, I say, it is meet for a woman to go play abroad in the town for a hour or two.
Well, gentlemen, go to, go to.
Well, let us have no more debate.
If he do not fight, chide and rate, brawl and fare as one that were frantic, there is nothing that may him like.
If that the parish priest, Sir John, did not see her now and then, and give her absolution upon a bed, for woe and pain she would soon be dead.
For God's sake, John, John, do thee not displease. Many a time I am ill at ease. What thinks now? Am I not somewhat sick?
Now, would to God and sweet Saint Derrick that thou wert in the water up to the throat or in a burning oven red hot to see, and I would bawl thee out.
Now, John, John, to put thee out of doubt, imagine thou where that I was before I came home.
Marry, percase, thou was praying in the church of Paul's upon thy knees for all Christian souls.
Nay.
Then, if thou wast not so holy, show me where thou wast and make no lie.
Truly, John, John, we made a pie. I and my gossip Margery, and our gossip the priest Sir John, and my neighbour's youngest daughter Anne. The priest paid for the stuff and the making, and Margery, she paid for the bacon.
By cock's lily wounds, that same is she that is the most bawdy hence to Coventry.
What say you?
Marry, answer me to this. Is not Sir John a good man?
Yes, that he is.
Tib, if I should not grieve thee, I have somewhat whereof I would move thee.
Well, husband, now I do conject that thou hast me somewhat in suspect. But by my soul, I never go to Sir John, but I find him like a holy man, for either he is saying his devotion, or else he is going in procession.
Yea, round about the bed doth he go, you two together and no more, and for to finish the procession, he leapeth up, and thou liest down.
What says thou?
Marry, I say he doth well. For so ought a shepherd to do, as I heard tell, for the salvation of all his fold.
John, John.
What is that thou would?
By my soul, I love thee too, too. And I shall tell thee, or I further go, the pie that was made, I have it now here. And therewith, I trust we shall make good cheer.
Oh, but this pie doth now catch harm. Let us set it upon the hearth to warm.
Then let us eat it as fast as we can. But because Sir John is so honest a man, I would that he should thereof eat his part.
Well, that were reason, I thee ensure.
What then, since then it is thy pleasure? I pray thee then go to him right, and pray him come sup with us tonight.
Oh, shall he come hither? By cock's soul I was accursed, what that I granted to that word first. But since I have said it, I dare not say nay, for then my wife and I should make a fray. But when he has come, I swear by God's mother, I would give the devil the one to carry away the t'other.
What says?
Marry, he is my curate, I say, my confessor and my friend alway. Therefore, go thou and seek him by and by. Until thou come again, I will keep this pie.
Shall I go for him? Nay, I shrew me then. Go thou and seek as fast as thou can and tell him it.
Shall I do so? In faith, it's not meet for me to go.
But thou shalt go tell him for all that.
And shall I tell him what? That thou desirest him to come to make some cheer?
Nay, that thou desirest him to come sup here. Marry, I perceive very plain that thou hast Sir John somewhat in suspect. But by my soul, as far as I conject, he is virtuous and full of charity.
In faith, all the town know better that he is a whoremonger, a haunter of stews, an hypocrite, a knave that all men refuse, a liar, a wretch, a maker of strife. Better than they know that thou art my good wife.
What? Is it thou hast said?
Marry, I would have the table set and laid in this place or that, I care not whether.
Well, then go to, bring the trestles hither.
Oh, bring the trestles hither, bring the trestles hither. Lou, now I am ready to go to Sir John and bid him come as fast as he can.
Oh, come again and lay the table, I say. Well, methinks you've soon done.
Now, I pray that God, that his malediction light on my wife and on the bald priest.
Now go thy ways and hie thee, seest?
I pray to Christ, if my wish be no sin, that the priest may break his neck when he comes in.
Now go to him and tell him plain that till thou bring him, thou wilt not come again. Go thy ways, I say.
I will go now as fast as I may.
How come, once again, I'd forgot. Look, and there be any ale in the pot?
Now, a vengeance and a very mischief light on the bald priest and on my wife. On the pot, the ale, and on the table, the candle, the pie, and all the rabble. On the trestles and on the stool. It's much ado to please a cursed fool.
Go thy ways now, and tarry no more, for I am hungered very sore.
Oh, marry, I go.
Oh, but come once again yet. Bring hither that bread, lest I forget it.
Horace, it were time for to turn the pie, for whiz it doth burn.
Lord, how my husband now doth patter, and of the pie still doth clatter. Go now, and bid him come away. I've bid thee 100 times today.
With that, John John makes his way across town to the house of the priest, Sir John.
How, Master Curate? May I come in at your chamber door without any sin?
Who is there now that would have me... What? John, John, what news with thee?
Harry, sir, to tell you shortly, my wife and I pray you heartily, and each desire you with all our might, that ye would come and sup with us tonight.
Ye must pardon me, in faith I nee can.
Yes, I desire you, good Sir John, take pain this once. And yet, at the least, if you do naught at my request, yet do somewhat for the love of my wife.
I will not go for making of strife, but I shall tell thee what thou shalt do. Thou shalt tarry and sup with me ere thou go.
Will ye not go thou? Why so? I pray you tell me, is there any disdain or any enmity between you twain?
Oh, in faith, to tell thee between thee and me. She is as wise a woman as any may be. I know it well, for I have had the charge of her soul and searched her conscience at large. I never knew her but honest and wise, without any evil or any vice, save one fault. I know in her no more, and because I rebuke her now and then, therefore she is angry with me, and hath me in hate, And yet, that I do it for your wealth.
Now, God yield it you, good Master Curate. And as ye do, so send you your health. In which I am bound to you a pleasure.
Yet thou thinkest amiss, peradventure, that of her body she should not be a good woman. But I shall tell thee what I have done, John. For that matter, she and I be sometime aloft, and I do lie upon her many a time and oft to prove her. Yet could I never espy that ever any did worse with her than I.
Sir, that is the least care I have of nine. Thanked be God and your good doctrine. But if it please you, tell me the matter and the debate between you and her.
I shall tell thee, but thou must keep secret.
Oh, as for that, sir, I shall not let.
I shall tell thee now the matter plain. She is angry with me and have me in disdain because that I do her oft entice to do some penance after mine advice, because she will never leave her rawling, and always with thee she is chiding and brawling, and therefore I know she hateth my presence.
Nay, in good faith, saving your reverence.
I know very well she hath me in hate.
Nay, I dare swear for her, Master Curate. But was I not a very knave? I thought surely, so God me save, that he had loved my wife for to deceive me. And now he quitteth himself, and here I see he doth as much as he may for his life, to stint the debate between me and my wife.
If ever she did or thought me any ill, now I forgive her with my free will. Therefore, John John, now get thee home and thank thy wife and say I will not come.
Yet let me know, good Sir John, where ye will go to supper then?
Oh, I care not greatly, and I tell thee. On Saturday last, I and two or three of my friends made an appointment, and against this night we did a sense that in a place we would sup together, and one of them said he would bring thither ale and bread, and I, for my part, I a pie, and said that I would give the money for the making, and another said she would pay for the baking, and so we purposed to make good cheer for to drive away care and thought.
Then I pray you, sir, tell me here, whither should all this gear be brought?
Oh, by my faith, and I should not lie, it should be delivered to thy wife, the pie.
By God! It is at my house, standing at the fire.
Ah, who bespake that pie I thee require?
By my faith, and I shall not lie, it was my wife, and her gossip Margery, and your good mashie called Sir John. Oh, and my neighbour's youngest daughter Anne. Your mashie paid for the stuff and the making, and Margery, she paid for the baking.
If thou wilt have me now, in faith I will go.
Yea, marry, I beseech your mashie, do so. My wife tarrieth for none but us twain. She thinketh long or I come again.
Well now, if she chide me in thy presence, I will be content and take in patience.
I cock so. And she once chide, or frown, or lower, or look aside, I shall bring you a staff as much as I may heave, then beat her, and spare not, I give you good leave, to chastise her for her shrewd varying.
And so Sir John goes back with John John to his house. John John's wife, Tib, is delighted to see him back.
The devil take thee for thy long tarrying. Here is not a whit of water by my gown to wash our hands that we might sit down. Go and hie thee as fast as a snail, and with fair water fill me this pail.
Oh, I thank our Lord of his good grace that I cannot rest long in a place.
Go fetch water, I say, for it is time the pie were on the board. And go with a vengeance, and say thou art paid.
Oh, go fetch water, go fetch water.
Hey, good gossip, is that well said?
Oh, welcome, my own sweetheart. We shall make some cheer ere we depart.
Coxsow, look how he approacheth near unto my wife. This abateth my cheer.
By God, I would he had heard the trifles, the toys, the mocks, the fables, and the knifles that I made thy husband to believe and think. Thou mightst as well into the earth sink as thou couldst forbear laughing any while.
No, I pray thee, let me hear a part of that while.
Mary, I shall tell thee as fast as I can. Oh, but peace, more yonder cometh thy good man.
Cock's soul, what have we here? As far as I saw, he drew very near unto my wife.
What, art come so soon? Give us the pail of water to wash now. Have done. What is this, husband? Empty?
By cock's soul, it was even now full to the brink, but it was out again, or I could think. Whereof I marvelled, by God Almight, and then I looked between me and the light, and I spied a clift, both large and wide. Lo, wife, here it is on the one side.
Why dost thou not stop it up?
Why? How shall I stop it up?
Well, take a little wax.
How shall I come to it?
Marry, here be two wax candles, I say, which my gossip Marjorie gave me yesterday. What, John, canst thou make no shift to take this wax and stop therewith the clift?
This, wax is as hard as any wire.
Thou must chafe it a little at the fire.
Over there.
She that bought those wax candles twain, she's a good companion, certain.
What sayest thou, husband? Oh. Over by the fire?
Oh, Mary, I chafe the wax. I chafe it so hard that my fingers cracks. But take up this pie that I here turn. And it stand long, it wiss it will burn.
I will take the pie from thee, Has. Sit down, good Sir John. You require, husband, I say, chafe the wax by the fire, while that we sup, Sir John and I.
And how now? What will ye do with the pie? Shall I not eat thereof a morsel?
Go and chafe the wax while thou art well, and let us have no more prating thus.
Benedicite Dominus. Amen.
Oh, and is this not a very purgatory? To see folks eat and may not eat a bit. By cock's soul, I am a very woodcock. This pail here, now a vengeance take it. Now my wife giveth me proud mock.
What dost?
Marry, I chafe the wax here, and I imagine to make you good cheer. A vengeance take ye both as ye sit. For I know well I shall not eat a bit. But yet, in faith, if I might eat one morsel, I would think the matter went very well.
Gossip John, now much good do it you. What cheer make you there by the fire?
Master Parson, I thank you now. I farewell you now after mine own desire.
What? Dust. John, I thee require.
I chafe the wax here by the fire.
Here is good drink, and here is a good pie.
We fare very well, thanked be Our Lady.
Look how the cuckold chafeth the wax that is hard, and for his life dare not look hitherward. Now, by truth, it is a pretty jape for a wife to make her husband her ape. Look of John. Which maketh hard shift to chafe the wax to stop there with the clift.
Oh, ye that a vengeance take ye both too, both him and thee and him also, and that ye may choke with the same meat at the first morsel that ye do eat.
Of what thing now dost thou clatter, John? Whereof dost thou patter?
I chafe the wax and make hard shift to stop herewith of the pail, the rift.
So must he do, John, by my father kin that is bound of wedlock in the yoke.
Oh, look how the piled priest crammeth in. That would to God he might therewith choke.
Now, Master Parson, pleaseth your goodness to tell us some tale of mirth or sadness for our pastime in way of communication.
Well, I'm content to do so for our recreation. And of a miracle, shall I you say?
Oh, must I chafe the wax all day and stand here roasting by the fire?
Thou must do somewhat at thy wife's desire. I know a man which wedded had a wife, as fair a woman as ever bare life, and within a week after, right soon, he went away to sea and left her alone and tarried there about a 7 year. And as he came homeward, he had a heavy cheer, for it was told him that she was in heaven. But when that he coming home again was, he found his wife, and with her children 7, which she had had in the mean space. Yet had she not had so many by 3, if she had not had the help of me? Is not this a miracle, if ever were any, that this good wife should have children so many here in this town, while her husband should be beyond the sea in a far country?
Now, in good sooth, this is a wondrous miracle.
But for your labour, I would that your tackle were in a scalding water well sod.
Pace, I say, thou lettest the word of God.
But how say you, Sir John? Was it good, your pie? The devil the morsel that thereof eat I. Now our pie is eaten up. There is not left a bit. And you two together there do sit, eating and drinking at your own desire. And I am John John, which must stand by the fire, chafing the wax, and dare none otherwise do.
And shall we always sit here still, we two? Oh, that were too much.
Then rise we out of this place.
And kiss me then in the stead of grace, and farewell, Leman, and my love so dear.
Oh, cock's body. This wax it waxed cold again here. But what? Shall I anon go to bed and eat nothing, neither meat nor bread? I have not been wont to have such fare.
What? Why? Oh, were you not served there as ye are, chafing the wax, standing by the fire?
Why? What meat gave ye me, I you require?
Wast thou not served, I pray thee heartily, both with the bread, the ale, and the pie?
No, sir. I had none of that fare.
Why? Were you not served there as ye are, standing by the fire, chafing the wax?
Oh, lo, here be many trifles and knacks. By cocksoul, they when I'm either drunk or mad.
And had ye no meat, John John, no ad?
No, Tib, my wife, I had not a whit.
What, not a morsel?
No, not one bit. For hunger, I trow, I shall fall in a swoon.
Oh, that were a pity, I swear by my crone.
But is it true?
Yea, for a surety.
Dost thou lie?
No, so mote I thee.
Hast thou had nothing?
No, not a bit.
Hast thou not drink?
No, not a whit.
Where was thou?
By the fire I did stand.
Oh, and what didst?
Oh, I chafed this wax with my hand. Whereas I knew of wedded men the pain that they have, and yet dare not complain. For the smoke put out my eyes too. I burned my clothes and rayed my clothes also, mending the pail, which is so rotten and old that it will not scant together hold. And sith it is so, and since that ye twain will give me no meat for my sufficiency, by cock's soul, I will take no longer pain. Ye shall do all yourself with a very vengeance for me. And take thou there thy pail now, and if thou canst mend it, let me know how.
Oh, horse and knave! As thou broke my pail, thou shalt repent by cock's lily. Now reach me my distaff, or my clipping shears, I shall make the blood run about his ears.
Hey, stand still, drab, I say, and come no near. For by cock's blood, if thou come here, or if thou once stir towards this place, I shall throw this shovelful of coals in thy face.
Ye horse and devil, get thee out of my door.
Nay, get thou out of my house, thou priest's whore.
Thou liest, horse and cuckold, even to thy face.
And thou liest, pearled priest, with an evil grace.
And thou liest.
And thou liest.
And thou liest again.
By cock's soul, horse and priest, thou shalt be slain. Thou hast eat of our pie and give me naught. By cock's blood it shall be full dearly bought.
At him, Sir John, or else God give thee sorrow.
And have at you, whore and thief, St. George to borrow.
John John attacks Tib and the priest Sir John, throwing them out into the night.
Ah, sirs, I have paid some of them even as I list. They have borne many a blow in my fist. I thank God I have walked them well and driven them hence. But yet, can ye tell whether they be gone? For by God, I fear me that they be gone together, he and she, unto his chamber, and perhaps will, spite of my heart, tarry there still. And peradventure, there he and she will make me cuckold, even to anger me. And then, had I a pig in the worst pannier? Therefore, by God, I will hie me thither to see if they do me any villainy. And thus, farewell this noble company.
John John by John Haywood was adapted for audio by Robert Crichton. John was played by Mark Jenner, Tib by Sean Notley, and Sir John by Robert Crichton. The narrator was Heidi Bernhard Bubb.
Liest, pied priest with an evil grace.
And thou liest, pole priest with an evil grace. You just said my line.
I did. Shall we go back and do that again?